now stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Remember when you came around, I was younger, burning snatches to the ground. Now I'm older and tired, no longer see the differences. I remember the taste of the food, just remember all we knew. Said we wanted to be interesting, but we fell asleep. You'll find me where the nectar's plenty. Looks are cheap and the talk is heavy. The buyers lie to themselves. The buyers lie to themselves. I remember. You said sometimes I need.
You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. That was Greg Electric from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, with the song Shawn Shawn from the It's Been cassette that came out in June of last year on Blight Records from Richmond, Virginia. And we started that off with the Menzingers, of course. That was the song Sculptors and Vandals from the On the Impossible Past LP that came out in 2012 on Epitaph Records from Hollywood, California. And the Menzingers are from Scranton, Pennsylvania. So, yes, once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. And by the time this episode airs, I think it'll officially be spring. So, happy springtime, everyone. I'm coming to you from my place here in Portland, Oregon, as always. And the transitional seasons are always a big, usually kind of tough thing for everyone up here. Most people struggle with autumn, like that time when we lose the sun and the cold and the rain come back. For me, though, I actually usually struggle with springtime more. I like the cold. I like the rain and the darkness, so that transition into the hot and muggy summer is rough for me. I feel, like, obligated to be productive when it's sunny out, but then the heat drains me and I end up staying up really late all the time. It's just a rough time for me. I like the dark and the cold months because you kind of need to put a lot of your energy into self-care. Like, especially when it's freezing cold outside, it's such a great feeling to get home and hide under the blanket and, like protect yourself from the elements. Like, I love reading and listening to music when it's rainy and, like, totally ignoring the book. like, my eyes are reading the words, but my mind is spacing out and I'm not really retaining any information. Like, I tried reading Walden for, like, 4 years and I remember none of it because I was spacing out in the music. So, Daylight Savings is this weekend, and we'll officially be on our way to summer, and these will probably be the last few weeks of rain that we'll get. So I'm getting my last moments of self-care in before the angry sun starts beating down on us. So I want to spend the afternoon listening to indie rock and, like, Midwest-y emo, because that genre, to me, really incorporates a lot of self-care. So let's keep it going. The next song, you know what? Let's kick it off with easily one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard. Seriously, this will be a real treat. Warm the soul right up. This is the amazing Bomb the Music Industry with the song Campaign for a Better Weekend.
Since the day I picked it up, a Ford Explorer drove. Jump!
Okay, so they have one of my all-time favorite band names. That was The World is a Beautiful Place and I Am No Longer Afraid to Die. Seriously, best band name. With the song Fight Boat from the Whenever, If Ever LP that came out in 2013 on Top Shelf Records from Peabody, Massachusetts. And The World is a Beautiful Place is from Willimantic, Connecticut. Before that, we heard Confusion with the song Lo Mejor Está Por Llegar from the Lo Que No Es Simple y Fácil de Entender No Puede Ser La Verdad cassette that came out in 2022 on Junco Records from Temuco, Chile. And Confusion are from Chile. I'm not sure where. And then we started that off with the very best ever. That was, of course, the legendary Bomb the Music Industry from Long Island. with the song Campaign for a Better Weekend from the Vacation LP that came out in 2011 on Jeff Rosenstock's distribution label, Really Records, and of course his online-only label, quote-unquote, Records. And, okay, can we talk about quote-unquote for a second? Quote-unquote is an online-only label, and how that works is that they pick bands and albums that they like and upload them to their website for free or donation, and 100% of the profits go to the band. So basically the same thing as Bandcamp, right? Jeff Rosenstock doesn't take a cut. He has no creative influence. He just has the MP3s available for download on the website. So isn't that just a blog? So, perfect name, though. Quote-unquote Records. Yeah, that's accurate. anyway, Campaign for a Better Weekend is absolutely one of my all-time favorite songs ever. Ugh, he's so good at building tension. Like, you know it's coming, whatever it is, and he just keeps not giving it to you. There's so many moments where it should kick in, but he, like, adds a little something, usually something really small to keep it engaging. I mean, the vocals are so soft, and he's just telling a story about his day. Like, he woke up, went to pick up his bicycle, went to the post office, got hit by a car, then went home. But, like, that subtle ticking clock adds so much anxiety. Absolutely genius composition. Okay, so once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over, and thank you for spending one of the last rainy afternoons that we'll get with me. Yo, that tree just came down. Whoa. Damn, it's getting gnarly out there. Yo, the big tree outside my window just came down. Damn, that was... Oh, that house... My neighbors are gonna be pissed. Oh my god. That was too much. That was crazy. Sadie's gonna need to send someone out. Is my window cracked? Oh. No, I think it's okay. What if they send someone out, though? Oh god, what if my landlord needs to send someone to check in? Ugh, what if they come in here? Shit. This is too much. Let's get under the blanket. Let's make a blanket for you. Let's make a blanket for it. Okay, let's do that. Okay, let's get under the blanket, and we can bring the turntable under here with us. And we'll do the episode from the blanket for it. Let's, that. Okay. Okay. Okay, okay, this will be fun. We'll take care of each other. Okay, let's get back to the indie rock. Okay. Okay, so once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over, so let's keep it going with, let's keep it going with one of my all-time favorite comfort bands. This is Jawbreaker with the song Do You Still Hate Me?
I'm not afraid to die. mittlerweile ganz gut einschätzen kann, wie es sich tatsächlich anfühlt. Ich trage meine Kleidung schwarz, ist die Farbe, die du siehst, wenn sich der Deckel schließt. Edle Herren, kommt und hebt mich empor, tragt mich aus der Stadt. Ich habe Sehnsucht nach dem kühlen Moor, ich habe Sehnsucht nach der Nacht. Ich trinke meinen Kaffee schwarz, ist die Farbe, die es wird, wenn die Sonne implodiert. Auf der Autobahn schlangen Linien fahren, tot, 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 im Riesenrad an einem Frühling.
amazing body type from Sydney, Australia, with the song Expired Candy from the Expired Candy LP that came out in June of last year on Poison City Records from Melbourne, Narm, Australia. So interesting, Sophie McCormish is the guitar player, vocalist, and she's the co-owner of Blossom Rot Records Australia, so I'm not sure why they released it on Poison City. Both are incredible labels, so a great move regardless. Check their catalogs out, seriously, no misses. Okay, before that, we heard the song Schwartz by Club Deja Vu from the Alice Voss Esquibitz LP that came out in June of last year on Nebula Fünf Enterprises International. And Club Deja Vu are from Germany. I'm not sure where. Before that, we heard Pleasure Center with the song Cool to Crash from the Pity in Jangle City LP that came out in July of last year on Duet? Records. And Pleasure Center are from St. Louis, Missouri. And we started that off with the band that I think got most of us through high school. That was, of course, Jawbreaker with the song Do You Still Hate Me from 1994's 24-Hour Revenge Therapy LP on Tupelo Recording Company from San Francisco. And Jawbreaker are, of course, the pride of the Mission in San Francisco. So, once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Sue from All Over, and thank you so much for joining me here in the blanket fort. it's pouring rain and hella windy outside, but we have our shelter. None of that can get to us. We got indie rock records in here, and we're safe and sound. So, let's keep it going. This is one of my all-time favorite comfort records. Just lovely. From the Day 3 of my new life LP, this is Knapsack with the song Thursday Side of the Street.
Yeah. love is the only way.
Your month will change my mind. because I can't bear, because I can't bear.
We're getting off to a rough start. Saw you spill your drink from around the corner. You might think I'm awkward, I'm always checking the time. Can we change the conversation? Can we make it about me? I'm always changing the station. She's always telling her stories. She said her friends don't like me. Well, I don't like me too. I get nervous at parties. It's harder to hide in a crowded room. But if you get to know me, I'll get to know you. You like my t-shirt, so I'll compliment your shoes. They're pulling out the tarot cards. I fucking hate this, I'll hide in the basement. It's not that it's basic, but I just can't take it. I'm just a replacement. Tonight I will be your entertainment. Watch me make it about me. I'm always changing the station. She's always telling her stories.
Saturdays at Your Place with the song Tarot Cards from the Always Cloudy 12-inch EP that came out in January of last year on No Sleep Records from Huntington Beach, California. And Saturdays at Your Place are from Kalamazoo, Michigan. And then before that, we heard the band Philip Seymour Hoffman from New York, New York. So not the actor, I'm sure he never even heard about them, but yeah, the band, well, it's Noah Klein's solo project. And that was the song Everything in My Covers is Moldy. Or no, wait, that was a cover of the song Everything in My Cupboards is Moldy by Philip Seymour Hoffman. But the band covering that song is Truman Peyote from Los Angeles. Yeah, and that was on the Semi-Marxist Like Us 12-inch EP that came out in 2010 on FMLY Recording Company. I'm not sure where they're from. This is their only release, so it might be Noah's label? I don't know. Before that, we heard The Legends. That was Granddaddy from Modesto, California, with the song Pull the Curtains from the excerpts from the Diary of Todd Zilla 12-inch EP. They came out in 2005 on Will Records from Seattle. Before that, we had the amazing Paranoul with the song Someday from the White Ceiling Black Dots Wandering Around cassette EP that came out in 2022, easily one of my top 10s of 2022, on Longinus Records from Lansing, Michigan, and Hunk of Plastic Records from Kirkcaldy, Scotland. And Paranoul is from Seoul, South Korea, whoever he is. No one knows his real identity, that's part of the fun. And then we started that off with another band that got most of us through high school and college, I think. That was, of course, the amazing Knapsack from Davis, California, with the song Thursday Side of the Street from the Day 3 of My New Life LP that came out in 1997 on Alias Records from Los Angeles. Okay, so once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. You can hear all our episodes at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. You can email Maximum at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. For bands out there, any submissions you'd like to send for review, send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD only and cassette releases to P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609 in the United States. Any donations can be sent to MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate. And you can subscribe and rate Maximum wherever you find your podcasts. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. And I'm really glad that we're all under the blanket right now. This has been the perfect way to say goodbye to winter. And also, so I moved into this apartment in March of last year. Yeah, I've gotten to live on my own for a whole year now, and it's really been everything that I've ever needed in my life, getting to have this space. It makes me feel like, I guess I feel like I kind of built this shelter, built the life that I've made for myself. I get to listen to my sad girl music whenever I want, and WrestleMania's in a couple weeks, so we all get to watch Cody finish his story. So we have that to look forward to. We'll make it through the transitional season. We're safe in here. So, we still got 2 more before we... I think I'm gonna take a nap after this. The sound of the rain always helps me sleep, so I want to get to enjoy that one last time. First, my MVP LP of 2020, and probably one of the best records to come out of PDX, maybe ever. We'll start with Olivia Aubrey from, well, her record says she's from the rural Oregon Coast Range and Portland, Oregon, so I'm not sure where exactly, but I've seen her here in Portland a bunch of times. Her second and most recent record, Dishonorable Harvest, is an absolute classic. Such incredible songwriting and storytelling. We'll listen to the song Pick the Locks that came out on her label Quick Pickle Records. And, fun fact, it was apparently an overseas collaboration with My Bloody Valentine's touring guitarist Jen Marco. So cool. And then we'll close out with a song that always helps me sleep and gives me good dreams. Q and Not U's cover of Don't Let It Bring You Down by Neil Young from the Don't Know When I'll Be Back Again, a compilation benefiting American veterans of the Vietnam War comp. They came out in 2002 on Exotic Fever Records from Philly. And of course, Q and Not U are from DC. Also, fun fact, that song was produced by their great friend Ian MacKay. So we'll listen to those and then we'll get some sleep now that we're all cozy here in the blanket fort. I love you all very much. This is Olivia Aubrey with the song Pick the Locks, and then Q and Not U with their cover of the song Don't Let It Bring You Down.
Make a fuss. too young to care about that. But in the morning, you can feel any way, you can feel any way you want. And now you can think any way, you can think any way you want. Stay in bed, cry your eyes out, eat like shit, and listen to your favorite music.